of the children and future generations. Mr. Vice President, Maldives is fully committed to realizing the right to development for our children. As such, we are undertaking a number of initiatives to improve access to education, housing, healthcare, and social protection for all. In addition, our legislative agenda includes plans to strengthen the existing Child's Rights Protection Act and the Juvenile Justice Act and overhauling the current Family Protection Law, which will further improve the child's rights protection framework in Maldives. On 3rd September 2024, the Government of Maldives launched the National Action Plan on Prevention and Response to Violence Against Children, which is the urgent need for investing in the child protection system. This five-year plan is a comprehensive strategy to ensure we establish safe homes, schools, communities, and online spaces for children to thrive and develop to their full potential. Mr. Vice President, since October 7th, over 14,000 children have been killed as a result of Israel's indiscriminate bombing. We urge all member states and the international community to make every effort to end occupation and dehumanization of Palestinians. Like all children, Palestinian children deserve the right to development that enables them to live in freedom and dignity, shaping their own futures and contributing to the society. I thank you.
Thank you. I give the floor to Nepal.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. My delegation thanks the